I thank them very much for coming out and supporting me and my team once again.
The voters sent a clear message about who we are as a city.
I'm okay. You know what? I got peace in my life.
Hi there, it's WAMC News Director Ian Pickus. On this episode of the WAMC News Podcast, we'll be catching you up on this week's primary election results in New York's Capital Region. There was a landslide victory in Hudson's mayoral primary on Tuesday. Challenger Kamal Johnson defeated incumbent Mayor Rick Rector by nearly 2-1 in the Democratic primary. Rector, who's nearing the end of his first term, has endorsements from both the Democratic and the Republican parties. Johnson is currently Hudson's first ward alderman and co-director of local nonprofit Greater Hudson Promise Neighborhood. Albany County Democrats backed Albany City Auditor Sue Rizzo in the key primary race to replace retiring comptroller Mike Connors. Rizzo beat Albany City Treasurer Darius Shanfar by 1,000 votes of the 17,000 cast. Connors is not seeking a seventh term, and Rizzo would be the first woman elected county comptroller if she wins November's general election.
I won this election because of the people that helped me during this campaign to bring this home. We worked harder. We went door to door. The weather didn't stop us. The rain didn't stop us. We did the right thing. We went to the voters and we basically reached out to them. And they're the ones that voted me in. It was a positive message. No negativity. We kept our campaign very above board.
It's been a long time since Albany County has had a new comptroller with the retirement of Mike Connors. What do you do now to prepare for that position?
Well, I'd like to meet with Mike Connors again. I did meet with him once during the campaign. I would also like to meet with his staff. But my understanding is Mike Connors would like to have a transition team, and I think that's a positive thing to do. I think I would like to control that. I'd also like to make sure we understand who's part of that transition team. It needs to be the right people. It needs to be diverse, and it needs to be focused on.
You made a big deal at the beginning of this race. I remember when you talked to us at WAMC that you were running not as a politician, but rather on your record, dealing with finance and so on. Why do you think that may have resonated with the voters in this race?
Well, I think it's important to recognize it's a comptroller's position. And a comptroller is in charge of the income and expenses for the county. And sometimes I even need to explain that to people, that what does the comptroller really do? And they understood that if you're in charge of the checkbook, it's best to have an accountant do that job. And I think that they realize that, and that's why they picked the most qualified individual that actually has credentials and not just a politician.
Do you expect that there will be another race on the November general election that you might be facing now?
Yes, I believe that there's a Republican running, and then my opponent also has the independent and working family line. So I anticipate, yes, there will still be an election.
So you're looking at this as just one hurdle here?
Big hurdle that has been accomplished.
Okay, Sue, anything else that I didn't ask you that you'd like to add?
I'd like to thank the voters and all my volunteers, family, and friends to get me into this position. It wasn't any one single event. It was a perfect storm, and I'd like to thank everybody that was part of it.
The mayor of Schenectady is claiming victory in the Democratic primary as he seeks a third term. WAMC News intern Jackie Orchard has that one.
Democrat Gary McCarthy spoke to supporters Tuesday after surviving a close race against political newcomer Teresa McCalman. Unofficial results from the Schenectady County Board of Elections showed McCarthy leading roughly 52-48% as he seeks another four-year term. Speaking at a victory party after polls closed, McCarthy says the voters supported him because he gets results.
I believe it's they looked at the record, the accomplishments that not only I've helped facilitate, but the city council, our county legislature, the team that we have in place in this community is producing results and given the opportunity to continue.
Without naming names, McCarthy dismissed his political opponents.
We're still subject to what I will call the chronic critics. There are people that no matter what we do will find fault, will criticize us, and will articulate a false position that is not sustainable, that is not financeable, or really doesn't meet the needs of this community.
The Schenectady County Republican Party does not plan to run a candidate in November's general election, meaning McCarthy is on the road to another term after his primary win. But he says the Democrats must keep control of the city council to carry out his agenda.
It's important to keep that city council in place, and we need to win 4 seats.
Asked about his plans for another term, McCarthy pointed to infrastructure and investments in Schenectady.
It's a continuation of what we've done over the last 8 years. I want to look to continue to reduce crime. I want to create that environment that allows for an investment in continued development both in our downtown and our neighborhoods. And we have that synergy that's in the community, and I want to just help facilitate it.
Tuesday's primary was just the latest close election for McCarthy, who won his 2011 general election by under 100 votes. Turnout was low in the primary, but McCarthy says he's grateful that the voters of Schenectady are rewarding him as he seeks to win a third consecutive term, which would be a first in the city in almost 4 decades.
It's, again, it's a humbling experience where they've acknowledged that and given me the opportunity to continue to lead this city.
Reporting from Schenectady for WAMC News, I'm Jackie Orchard.
Meantime, the McCalman campaign says the race is now going to absentee ballots, and it's far from over. Retired New York State Police Troop Commander Major Bill Keeler has taken a major step toward becoming the next mayor of Cohoes. WAMC's Capital Region Bureau Chief Dave Lucas reports.
Based on unofficial results, retired New York State Police Troop Commander Major Bill Keeler won a plurality of votes in the four-way Democratic primary Tuesday. It was his first foray into politics. Incumbent Mayor Sean Morse finished second.
I felt a calling to get into this race because of the hit on Cohoes' reputation. I love Cohoes. I'm a lifelong Cohoeser. And I also started my police career here on Cohoes PD. And I was bothered that, as were many Cohoesers, that this mayor has injected politics into the police department. So those were two big drivers that got me into this election.
Keeler was leading Morse 972 votes to 869.
I said from the beginning of this race that this would be the most consequential election in Cohoes since the 1960s. I'm proud and I'm grateful that the voters sent a clear message about who we are as a city. Since I announced in January, my message has been consistent. I'm in this to restore honor and integrity and professionalism to City Hall.
When Common Councilor Steve Napier saw he had finished third, he spoke at his watch party.
I look forward to having a conversation with Mr. Keeler about the future of the city, and we'll have a discussion about what's going to happen over the course of the coming few months. My name will appear on the Independence and Working Families lines, and so we'll have a decision to make.
Before the night was over, Napier showed up at the Keeler camp to personally congratulate him.
The city is ready for change, and tonight they got it. I was hoping that they would pick me for their change, but they picked Mr. Keeler, and we're going to have a new mayor in City Hall on January 1st, and that's what counts.
Former city treasurer Peter Frangie finished fourth.
We're happy for the city of Cohoes. We're thrilled for Mr. Keeler and the opportunity he has to bring our city to the next level. We look forward to helping in that endeavor.
Randy Konifska, who represents Cohoes' 6th Ward on the Common Council, flirted with a mayoral run of his own after a raft of stories alleging domestic abuse against Morse. Tuesday, Konifska said Keeler's apparent victory was just unbelievable.
The people of Cohoes, they spoke with their hearts, they spoke with their consciences, and they voted in one of the best men I've ever known and one of the best mayors Cohoes will ever see.
Dave Lucas, WAMC News.
And despite being more than 100 votes down in that primary, Cohoes Mayor Sean Morse is not conceding. WAMC's Jim Lavoulis reports.
Morse, who is in the final year of his first four-year term, trails retired State Police Commander Bill Keeler by 103 votes, according to results from the Albany County Board of Elections. Speaking outside the city's American Legion, where his supporters gathered to count votes, Morse said he was not conceding.
Absentee ballots are still out there. There's probably over 300 of them, and we'll see what happens.
Much of the campaign, also featuring former city treasurer Peter Frangie and common councilor Steve Napier, has focused on Morse. A longtime city firefighter and former Albany County legislator, Morse in February pleaded not guilty to federal wire fraud and misuse of political funds to pay for home repairs and vacations. His trial is set to start in July. Morse's former campaign treasurer has already pleaded guilty to wire fraud. Also, Morse has faced a number of domestic abuse allegations involving his family and former girlfriends, although he has not been brought up on charges related to those alleged incidents. Following the publication of those claims, which Morse has denied, several elected officials, including Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo, called for Morse's resignation.
Governor's calling you to resign. Every elected official calling to resign. And right now I can stand here and tell them, you know what, I didn't resign. And you don't mean nothing to me. What means everything to me is my kids. And hey, I'm okay. There's another day to live tomorrow. And I'll move on with my life if at the end of the day the absentee ballots are counted and I lose. And you know what, it's a small margin.
Morse said Tuesday night that he didn't plan on calling Keeler to congratulate him, saying he hasn't lost yet.
I'll call him if he wins, but he ran a dirty campaign. He said a lot of bad things about my family. And integrity is supposed to be something that you show, not something that you talk about. And I'm happy for Bill if he wins. I don't think he was the best candidate, right? I think there was better candidates than him that didn't win.
Keeler was asked about Morse's comments at his victory party Tuesday.
I never took a shot at his family, and I never spoke anything but the truth about Sean Morse.
Speaking to reporters Tuesday night, Morse continued to criticize the Times Union's coverage of him, including the domestic violence allegations. Morse's campaign manager, Tom Scarf, echoed those sentiments about the newspaper, which endorsed Napier.
Did you ever see anything in the newspaper where it said, oh, by the way, Sean was granted full custody of his daughter? Or, by the way, the allegations were not founded on any type of fact? Or, by the way, three police agencies closed the investigation on it? You never saw that.
I didn't lose because there was better candidates. I lost because my life got turned upside down, sadly. And these are the repercussions of when you're an elected official in the light, right? And everybody's looking at you. And instead of trying to understand what was really going on, people take advantage of that for political reasons. And I'm not mad at them. I'm okay. You know what? I got peace in my life. I tell you the truth, if I told you I was relieved, I'm telling you I'm relieved because I'm tired. I fought the good fight and never quit. And if you can't be proud of that, what can you be proud of?
So it sounds like their mayor that you are saying that you lost.
No, I'm saying that I'm 88 votes down.
Okay.
I'm saying Muhammad Ali was 15, almost 15 rounds down, and he knocked somebody out and won. So we're still in the fight. We're still in the game. And at the end of the day, I got 6 months left to continue the legacy of what we've built. And it is what it is. I'm proud of what we've accomplished.
Morse speaking there as results were still coming in Tuesday night. Scarf from Morse's campaign said he's not overly optimistic about making up the roughly 100-vote deficit with about 300 absentee ballots.
The race is not over yet. It won't be over until next week after every vote has been counted.
Reporting from Cohoes for WAMC News, I'm Jim Lavoulis.
We'll finish in Troy, where Mayor Patrick Madden won the Democratic primary against a two-time rival. WAMC's Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard has more.
Running for a second four-year term, Democrat Patrick Madden declared victory over former City Council President Rodney Wiltshire in a rematch of 2015. At the podium at a local bar, Madden thanked voters for their support.
Who are showing their faith in our approach to restoring the city of Troy to its splendor, to fiscal solvency, to good government. I thank them very much for coming out and supporting me and my team once again.
Madden and Wiltshire ran a close race 4 years ago. After absentee ballots were counted, Madden finished that primary 47 votes ahead. Wiltshire did secure the Working Families Party line in 2015 and remained on the ballot in November, where Madden secured the win in a four-way race. Madden's first city budget proposal was negotiated down before being adopted with a 14.5% tax increase. A controversial trash fee was also approved during his first term. Madden says he knew there would be some unhappy voters going into his second primary.
We needed to make some difficult decisions, all with an eye to the future of the city, the future fiscal strength of the city, the health of our neighborhoods. We made those calls. We didn't take the politically expedient route. We did what was right for the city, and we accepted the consequences for that.
Now, looking forward to November, Madden used a phrase he's often uttered to describe the fiscal health of the city. We're not out of the woods yet.
We're paying down debt. We're paying down other deferred obligations that we inherited. As we do that, it will allow us to begin reinvesting in some of our long neglected assets, our parks, our streets, our sidewalks, youth programming, things of that nature. That's where my priorities will be.
As Madden's team celebrated, a few blocks away, it was quiet at Wiltshire HQ. Wiltshire thanked the voters who came to his side for their support.
At the very least, I am glad for holding Mayor Madden's feet to the fire on some of the things that I think that he should have been working on all along, even though it took the last 4 months to see him get back to work. So I hope the pool opens this summer. I hope the streets get paved, and I hope our garbage gets picked up.
Wiltshire said he thought the June primary date, a first for 2019 in New York State, to align with federal primaries, may have taken many voters by surprise. In the months ahead, the former city council president said he wants to see the Madden administration be more transparent, spend more efficiently, and make public safety a priority.
They need to stop the bickering and the battling with the different departments and make sure that everyone is pulling in the same direction.
Two other significant city issues could play into November's election: whether or not Troy should declare itself a sanctuary city, and the ongoing push to redevelop the site of the former City Hall at One Monument Square. Madden is slated to face Republican candidate Tom Riehl in November. For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.
And that does it for this episode of the WAMC News Podcast. Stay subscribed for the latest from the Northeast. Thanks for listening. Until next time, I'm Ian Pickus.